IPE@WU Analysis, the podcast by students of the Institute for International Political Economy.
From my point of view, it is about sustainable finance.
Hello guys, and welcome to this new episode of Table Talks. My name is Justus and I am hosting this podcast today. We have some special guests invited today. I'm here with Maria, Jaroslav and Theo today in the studio. And we are going to talk about the 1997 financial crisis in Southeast Asia. Our lovely students we invited today are some very, very ambitious students from the VU Vienna in Vienna, Austria, and they are currently working on a project regarding the 1997 financial crisis. And I would like to introduce Jaroslav to you, who will quickly give us a wrap-up of the crisis, what happened during that time, and which countries are especially affected by the crisis. Welcome, Jaroslav.
Hello, Justus. Hello, everyone. I would like to introduce this crisis. So, in the late 1980s and early 1990s, South Korea and notably Thailand experienced a robust economic surge, supported by hot money and crony capitalism. The region's economies, including Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore and South Korea, witnessed unprecedented growth rates, around 10% of their GDPs. The milestone in this history was when, in 1990s, the US Federal Reserve, chaired by Alan Greenspan, raised interest rates to combat inflation. This shift had profound implications for Southeast nations, particularly those pegged to the US dollar, leading to a withdrawal of credits and challenges in maintaining high currency values. The region faced high leverage, coupled with the growing preferences for the US dollars. In the end of the day, this all led to a huge explosion of this economic bubble.
So, Jaroslav, thank you very much for just quickly wrapping up the financial crisis there. But if I understood correctly, the main problem is, or was, that the debt in the Southeast Asian countries were still denominated in US dollar, right? So the value actually appreciated in this debt, right? So people in these countries had problems to pay back the debt, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Okay, so Jaroslav, thank you very much again. But now I see some very interesting happenings right here, because as you told us, Thailand was very much affected by this crisis, but Asia is not only Thailand and some other countries, but also Vietnam, for example. And the very interesting fact is that not only Thailand, but also Vietnam had its currency pegged to the US dollar back then, right?
Yes, of course. And also these countries has a lot of in common, starting from some geographical features. For example, both these countries are situated in Southeast Asia. Both Vietnam and Thailand have extensive coastline along the South China Sea. Thus, they had a lot of great opportunities related to marine activities and trade development, tourism, etc. And to go into economical commons, for example, both these countries were the members of Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
Okay, I mean, it sounds interesting in the first place, but I'm asking myself right now, I heard that Thailand was pretty much affected by the crisis, but what about Vietnam? I heard they weren't that much affected by the crisis back then, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. And to answer these questions, we have two additional guests right here, Maria and Theo, who will probably are going to answer our question now.
Thank you, Yusuf, for the introduction and for having us today. I will start with my point, because as you told us already, both currencies were pegged to the US dollar. And for me, in my opinion, it all comes down to one big thing, because the financial influence of other countries has to somehow enter the domestic market. And I mean, like, how can a crisis like this can enter a country when there's almost no connection at all? And as you can see, at Vietnam, for example, there's an underdeveloped financial market, or there were underdeveloped financial markets and a highly controlled banking sector at the time. It means that the currency, it wasn't traded internationally, and also like the whole market was less integrated into the global financial systems at the time. And for example, you can see they had limited and regulated access to the international capital market, and the dominance of state-owned banks, and a restrictive monetary policy.
Okay, I see. That are actually quite some very interesting points that you mentioned here. And it seems like it was a very big problem at that time that that Vietnam's currency wasn't easy to trade in that country, right?
Correct, that's correct. And on the other hand, you can see Thailand with a more advanced financial markets and reforms was more exposed to international investments. And because of the liberalized capital markets and the greater foreign participation, they were like more likely to be affected on a crisis like that. So for me, basically all these developments, they followed in Vietnam in the early 2000s, but weren't already developed in the time where the Asian crisis happened in 1997. So for me, that's the one and the biggest reason why Vietnam wasn't that much affected.
Okay, thank you very much to you for your content. I think I understand what you mean, but just to quickly sum up your point to the audience, for the audience right here, so that everyone can understand what you are actually talking about. Vietnam, if I understood correctly too, Vietnam's currency was, so to say, less accessible for foreign direct investors, right? And in Thailand had a very much international approach at that time, so it was easily accessible for foreign direct investments, and so to say, as a result, more desirable, right?
That's correct. I think that Vietnam had less influence from other countries, and also from the crisis from other countries, because it simply didn't enter the market of Vietnam.
Okay, yeah, I see. You seem to be very specified in the field in financial markets here. Thank you very much for your content here. But now I want to hear maybe a little different view and see if we have a broader picture right here. Maria, you're also attended today. Very well, warm welcome from my side. Do you have to tell us something?
Yeah, hi, Justus. Also, thanks for the opportunity to let me speak a little bit here. And hi, guys. I think it was very insightful what you told us, Theo. However, from my point of view, the problem is a little bit more complex. And I would like to take a step back and have a look at the broader picture here. So from my point of view, the problems during that crisis are, or the differences resulting from the problems here, are especially based on differences in economic development and the resulting difference in attractiveness for investors. Because we have here two countries on completely different levels of economic development. So on the one hand side, we have Vietnam, which was actually one of a few countries in the modern history to experience a sharp economic deterioration in the post-war period. And basically the country was affiliated with the Soviet Union, and it had and still has today somehow centrally planned economy. And this centrally planned economy led to several shortcomings that resulted in little attractiveness for investors. Because on the one hand side, we have this highly agrarian economy, and on the other hand side, the country was also behind an international standard when it comes to tax code, trade regulation, and also accounting treatments. So to sum up this side here, Vietnam was not that attractive for investors at the time. However, on the other hand side, we have Thailand, which had a far better developed infrastructure and also connectivity. And this was, with its overall free enterprise economy, far more interesting for investors. And I think this greater interest for investors then resulted in many people wanting to put their foreign direct investment into Thailand. And as a result, there was a lot of foreign investment in Thailand, which then was quickly removed when the crisis started and when people got afraid. And I think this hit Thailand pretty badly in comparison to Vietnam, which was obviously not that affected here.
Okay, so it actually seems like that in Vietnam there actually wasn't that much of money that could be withdrawn from that country, right?
Yeah, totally. So if we say that simplified way.
Okay. And the main reason for that is basically the political system we faced in Vietnam, right?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say here.
Ah, okay. Thank you very much. I hope this is clear.
All right then, let us just quickly review what we have heard until now. So Theo, you actually told us that you believe that the crisis and the differences between Thailand or the effectiveness of the crisis in Thailand and Vietnam are very much dependent on the financial systems in both countries, right? And Maria, you told us that you believe that there's a broader picture, and that's not only the financial system that is relevant in this case, but also especially the political system and, of course, the economic situation for both countries. What I want to hear right now is an opinion on that. Yaroslav, I really enjoy that you're here today because you're sort of our economic expert in this session. And I want to hear an opinion from you. What do you think, which opinion of those both parties here is more sustainable?
So, Justus, I really enjoyed the both explanations of Maria and Theo. But I think the explanation of Maria is more comprehensive. I think the political issue is the initial problem of this crisis. So that I think that we should pay attention to the political side of this question.
Okay, so that is because you think that it is the base of the whole problem.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
So the crisis could be broken down to this one problem, political system. We had this sort of Sovietic communism there, and this is the main issue.
Yes, I think it's a root of this problem.
This is the root of the problem. All right, thank you very much, Jaroslav, for your opinion. But what now? We need to have some sort of solution or some sort of conclusion for our audience. We now know what happened, and you have given us your opinion on what you believe is the most important problem. But what can we do in the future, or what do we have as a community or as a country to keep in mind in order to prevent future crises like this? Do you have some points for us?
Yes, of course. I think it's really important to learn from this experience how to prevent such problems in our future. I think, first of all, we should think about sustainable economics. We should remember that patch currencies and fixed exchange rates could be very risky to our economies.
Mm-hmm.
And what is more, I think that it's a really good idea to have less leverage in US denominated debts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that sounds very much reasonable, right? Maria and Theo, what about you? Do you think this is important as well?
Yeah, I think it concludes our talking quite well. So I guess it really is about having this prudent thinking when it comes to watching how much debt you have in your balance sheet. And I think having that in mind, we can just ensure that we all have a more sustainable financial system here in Europe and also in the US and in Asia, of course.
Yeah, Theo, do you agree?
Yes, I agree. And what I'd like to add is, what we've seen in Thailand is that the expensive growth policies there really encouraged foreign investments. I mean, this led to a high level of foreign debt and thus also risk. And that's where, in my opinion, it gets problematic. I think to avoid this situation, we need sensible economic policies such as fiscal discipline and monetary prudence to avoid excessive risk-taking and make financial system more stable. So basically, all in all, in my point of view, it is about sustainable finance.
Theo, I think you made a point here. Thank you very much. And with this said, I can officially conclude this session. I hope every one of you will have a nice day. Thank you very much again for Theo, Maria and Jaroslav today. Have a good one. See you next time.
Want more information? visit the Institute for International Political Economy at www.wu.ac.at/IPE. You will find podcasts analyzing current events, TikTok videos defining key concepts, and courses explaining the world.